I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, let's start off with Jerry the Knucklehead in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. Jerry's got some cocaine that he wants to sell. And he's trying to figure out, well, where am I going to sell this stuff? Jerry's 51 years old. How am I going to move the cocaine that I got to move here?
I guess you got to be in those circles, you know. If you're not, what do you do?
Well, so it came to him after a long weekend of thinking about it. Monday morning, he said, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
I was up all night thinking about it.
Where I'm going to move this cocaine. So 10 o'clock Monday morning, he sets out for the local rehab facility. Gets in there. He says, well, these guys, I know where people want cocaine in the rehab facility. So somehow he finds himself inside the walls of a rehab facility and peddling cocaine and then a little bit of heroin that he had hanging around, too.
Target-rich audience.
Yeah, but it didn't take him that long to figure out that there was a guy selling cocaine because word gets around fast in the rehab facility when somebody in there is selling cocaine. Hey, where are all the patients?
In the bathroom.
Some guy named Jerry.
We have knuckleheads in Bellevue, too. On Saturday, Southeast 38th Street, an officer pulls over a car that has a weird license plate. It doesn't have a normal license plate. So he pulls the guy pulls him over, and he's got a license plate that says private, sovereign citizen. And I guess the Wikipedia page says sovereign citizens, the movement does not recognize U.S. currency, and they believe they're free of any legal restraints. The plates on the driver's vehicle said private, no driver's license or insurance required, not for commercial use, private mode of travel. So the officer asked for the driver's identification, registration, insurance, and all that, and he refused to provide it. And then the officer discovers that the vehicle is unregistered and with the title failing to be transferred into whatever this guy's name is, and he won't tell him his name. Finally, the cop says, you got to get out of the car. You can't be riding around with no license, no registration, no insurance, no license tabs, no anything. And the guy says, no, I'm not getting out of the car. I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't have to obey to anything you say. Well, that's when the guy actually realized, yes, you do. He was arrested and booked for investigation of traffic offenses and obstructing an officer. The vehicle was impounded.
And he doesn't believe in our currency?
No, I guess not.
Well, how is he putting gas in the gas tank of the car he's driving around? He got pull up to the Fred Meyer. Enter your card, please. Yeah. No, I've got... I got some eggs and a newspaper I'll give you.
I operate on the barter system.
Yeah. All right, and our third knucklehead here comes to us courtesy of New Jersey. She's a queen knucklehead here. On the program Monday, we were talking about these scamming panhandlers. I ran into one last week. This guy was trying to tell me that his son had just come back. I was just outside the San Francisco airport, and this guy was claiming that his son had just come back from Afghanistan, and he was scamming me and a bunch of other people and trying to tell us that that the Alaska Airlines wouldn't release his bags unless he gave him $70 or $80. So he was working everybody for $70 or $80, and we quickly figured out that this guy
got nothing from you.
We quickly figured out that this guy was running a scam, and then we heard from a number of other listeners who told some of the scam stories that they had encountered too, many of them at gas pumps. But anyway, we got our girl here in New Jersey, who she was telling everybody, I need some money for diapers for my baby. That was her thing. Okay, so she's out there doing that thing, telling everybody, she's carrying a sign with a picture of a baby and asking for money on Route 78 somewhere there in New Jersey. And when the cops stop and visit her, she claims, I'm Romanian. I'm living in Queens. You know, it's expensive in Queens. And I need some help. I need some money to pay for the diapers for my baby. And when they said, well, you got a purse here, don't you? And she said, yeah. And they quickly sorted that purse out to be worth $500. And then inside the purse was an iPhone 10 or X or whatever the latest, greatest iPhone thing is, and then jewelry inside the purse as well. And they quickly figured out that this woman was running some kind of scam. And she said, she tried to blame it on somebody else who put her out there and had her set the whole thing up. They ended up ticketing her for impeding traffic and gave her a summons for soliciting without a permit.
I can't believe it's news.
We'll work for Prada.
Yeah. Yeah. When her purse is worth more than what you have in your wallet.
Or your car.
Your car, yeah. You're not giving her anything.